you know, growing up around unsaved people, I noticed certain people were, they would get in one little groove and they would be stuck there pretty much their whole life, you know. And then after I got saved and I talked to some saved people, I noticed there's a difference between saved people. They can have multiple interests. They're not stuck in a groove. They're not stuck in a paradigm. They're growing. They're growing. I talked to somebody last night, and she and I haven't talked for a year or two, for a while. And she's growing, I'm growing. Everybody who's saved is growing. This is important, people. This is important because it is like the Truman Show. And anytime you're trying to escape Babylon, they're going to surround you with fake people to keep you from growing and try to keep you in some kind of like narrow band. If you're saved, you're actually multidimensional because you're already seated in the heavenlies. You're already seated in the heavenlies and you're walking down here. You're multidimensional if you're saved. Think about the unsaved. Let's say they just start to, I'm trying to think about something from no unsaved bloodline. They go to the pool hall, right? They start to be a pool. They go play pool, right? Billiards. They go to the bill, and that's their thing. And they won't get off of it. And they won't talk about nothing else. It could be, I'm trying to think about some of the unsaved women. What I noticed about the unsaved women, they get stuck in this this paradigm of something in the past. Somebody hurt them in the past, and they're just stuck on that, and that's all they talk about. And they don't have a multidimensional way of thinking where there's more to life than just that one thing that just happened, you know. They're stuck in that little groove. The saved person is multidimensional. You're not stuck in a groove. You're free in Christ. You can hear other people's perspective. I got this these tent rentals. A rock just hit my windshield. I just talked about it yesterday. I got these tent rentals going down the highway. Ain't no telling what's flying off of these things. I see the patterns repeat. But anyway, the saved person is not stuck in some little groove. You're able to grow and you're able to understand the spiritual side of everything. If it's an unsaved agent, they're going to memorize what you say, but they really, it's not really a part of them. They just know the words, but it's not really in their soul. They're just mocking. They're actually just like a parrot. And you know they're a parrot because you try to talk to them in a multidimensional way and it just short circuits their brain, you know. Because I was raised around unsaved, I'm kind of rough with my words, but I'm mainly trying to get people to wake up that they're lost, you know. And sometimes these lost people need somebody to not literally smack them in the face, but smack them in the face with some hard truth. And when you say hell is hot, hell is not something you can escape, and you're saying your sin stinks to the high heaven, you're trying to wake them up out of their slumber, you know. We're all born in sin. And if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, right? So without the blood covering, we're all doomed. That's why the moon goes around the earth. Because moon is mints and is blood. If you unfold the word moon, you'll see the moon is a type and shadow of the blood covering. And notice it goes around the earth every 28 days. And that 28-day cycle, is teaching you a lesson about the birthing process, moving from state to state. That's why I say if you really get into Word, you really cut off the noise, you get into meditation, and you really look at your trigger points, look at your programs, and within 2 months, you'll be a new creature. Use AI. Tell AI, and you say to AI, only use the Bible when I'm asking you questions to compare it with. Even if I ask you something outside the Bible, use the Bible as my litmus. And the AI will tell you that it's faith alone and Jesus alone. There's too many verses. Too many verses. I even tried to trick AI with some hard questions. I said, can you show me how? Because somebody had made a comment. I'm not saying it was legalistic comment, but it was a question about why does it look like it's legalism, but it's faith alone? So I showed some verses that kind of looked legalistic in the Bible for somebody who's not really studied it. And I asked AI, and AI says, yeah, okay, so the reason it's saying that, it's like a deeper level. When you read a verse, sometimes if you don't take all the other verses and put it in context, you'll take it out of context and misconstrue it. But AI is able to do that, take all the different verses, and probably it's taken some theological writings out there that some theologian wrote, and is putting it all together and showing how faith alone, because you get the Holy Spirit, it'll start to play out in good deeds. You'll start to do good deeds, not in your own power, but Christ in you. It's just a part of it. And your idea of whose deeds are good or bad or not matching up, that's ridiculous. Because not everybody is going to go out here and do what Elon Musk does, and not everybody's going out here and do what you do, and or do what somebody else does. It's really a sliding scale, because everybody has different gifts, and it might just be you might just have the gift of encouraging people, and that might be just like a huge, that's probably more, to be honest with you, that's probably a huge gift to God than you even know, to encourage people, and I'm going to make something clear. To motivate the women and the men. There's saved women out there. There's saved men out there. But I promise you, the Truman Show, Christoph, is trying to keep everybody separated and keep everybody divided. I found out something last night that I didn't know, that I had a sister in Christ online that they were attacking because she was talking to me. Blew my mind. Didn't even know about it. Didn't even know. And so, they know that if one can take down 1,000, two can take down 10,000, then they're going to try to isolate you, try to confuse you, try to make you mad at each other, try to make the men hate the women, the women hate the men. They're going to try to make the different races hate each other, when we're actually all the same. We all came from Adam. Adam and Eve, you know, we're all the same. We all came from North Africa. The DNA proves it. Everybody came from Egypt or somewhere over there in Africa. My wallet at the house. But we all came from the same place, and so the division that's being set up is a Truman Show Christoph. That guy's name that was running the Truman Show, his name was Christoph, the Antichrist. He was willing to kill Truman to keep his show going. you are in the devil's system. You got born again. You got saved. You know how many struggles it. You know how much the devil tried to keep you from getting saved. And there's saved people out there that you could fellowship with. You might marry one day. And so the men need to understand there is a warfare, and it's not just a warfare against the men, it's against the saved women. And to realize that everybody's been under like a MK Ultra mind control game, you have to be the stronger person if you're the man and realize what's going on. Now, some women recognize it, some women don't. It's a really big game. It's such a big game, it has to be military. Remember, you're in a Gentile nation. And notice how the nations around Israel are attacking Israel. You're actually in a Gentile nation. And they say, well, it's a Christian nation. No, it's not a Christian nation. No nation's a Christian nation. We might have Christian principles that we're fighting to keep. And we might have the best liberty out there, but you notice how everybody's working themselves to death and how they're devaluing the dollar. The reason they do 2% inflation is because they keep you in slavery, and they're trying to pay off their debt. They're getting you to pay off the debt. That's why they don't care about being in debt, because they know you're going to pay it through your taxes, Social Security. They bring people in, new people into the country. They know when you die, most people won't get your. If you're single, nobody, who's going to get your Social Security? Who's going to get your 401k? You know, they know that. They're making money off of you when you're born, when you're working, and when you die. They're making money off of you from the cradle to the grave, and probably even after somehow. I guess, yeah, they're probably going to make money off of you after, because they're recording everything you say, and they're going to have the metaverse, and they're going to have an image of you playing in the metaverse after you're dead and gone. They're going to have a fake version of you in the metaverse. While you're dead and gone, they're going to pretend like that's you, and it's not even you. It's ridiculous. What I see, and everybody's like mad at everybody else, and they got all these holidays and all these events and all this stuff to keep you preoccupied so you don't see the game, the red versus blue game, or it's sad. It's really sad. You know, the Baptist preacher must say, wives, obey your husbands. It's not like that. It's not like a dictator thing. It's more of like you're both on the same team. You both have your own role, and you both hold each other accountable. Sometimes a woman the man might get sick. She might have to go get the job and provide. And she might be y'all both might be working, and you help each other. But it's mainly spiritual that you're talking and communicating, and something happens, and you sit down and you talk and you say, you know, this is what I see is going on. I think this person is trying to pull the wool over our kids. Something's going on that this person's trying to pull our kid into trouble. What do you think? And she might say, yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Let's do something about this, you know. It's not about somebody's ruling over somebody. And from what I understand and what I've seen with the good situations, the good marriages, the good relationships, there's always communication, and they're both sacrificing. They're both putting effort in. It's not just one way. It has to be a two-way conversation. It has to be a team effort. You have to be on the same page. If you start to go off into different directions, that's a red flag. Sit down, talk about it, and try to figure out how to stay on the same page, because you will grow apart if you're not communicating about really what's going on. My whole life I sit back and observed across the street, that deacon, they're both dead. I don't know their family. They don't know me, their kids. But his name was CL and her name was Clara. And they would fight like cats and dogs. And they both would walk down the street and go to church, a Baptist church. And I'm thinking, you guys are fighting like cats and dogs, but you both claim to be saved. Something don't line up. Either that, or you're both just completely unhealthy and you both need to go talk to somebody. But his deal was, he was a money man. It was all about greed. Her deal was, she was a money woman. She was, all her deal was about money. And it was like, their whole relationship was just money, 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 you know? It's weird. And she, Claire, was meddling in everybody else's relationships. I was like, she was old enough to know better, but she was doing it anyway. Life is really simple. The person in your house should not be your enemy. The person in your on your team or your ship should not be your enemy. They should be working together. And sometimes the captain of the ship needs to be told, you're being narcissistic. You're acting like the Pharaoh. Calm down. How do you do it in a nice way? I don't know. Women are smarter than men about that kind of stuff. How do you wake a leader up who's going into delusion like the Pharaoh or like Nebuchadnezzar? If you can't have a conversation, write a note and say, look, I'm going to stay with my mom. You can come by. Or I'm going to this hotel room. Here's a number. I'm just going to be there until you calm down. Or I'm going to stay with my sister. I'm not abandoning you. Just come by and talk. But, you know, I don't know. There's got to be a way to do it in a nice way or a kind way without a person triggering the other person. The trigger points inside a home, the other one knows them. So you should be able to look at the other person objectively and say, okay, I don't want to trigger them, but they're out of control, so how do I wake them up? And so you have to do something radical. But you're not abandoning ship. I don't know the answer for each individual situation. Only the people in that ship can figure it out. Whoever this is for, there's somebody out there this for. You have to, when a person's losing it and you know that nothing you say will work, you might have to have some space, but not at the same time trigger that person. And how you do it, you just learn how that person is, you know, that's how you do it. Because most people, most leaders who are moving towards narcissistic tendencies, not calling them a narcissist or the Pharaoh or whatever, they have actually maybe temporarily gone insane. And so they're not insane, but they might have, something triggered them. And so you have to be wise, whether it's on a job, whether it's in a marriage, whether it's in a government. If the IRS sends you a letter, you better respond. And you better respond within 10 days. And you better be submissive to it, but also say, I know my rights, you know.
You got to play the long game, people. You got to play the long game.